Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. And very first today, I want to tell you that there's a brand new episode of Extreme Genes Family History Radio, and it's featuring genealogical researcher of the stars, Rhonda McClure. And she's going to tell you how you can find out if you're related to a celebrity. So see if you have some famous genes. Also, there's a new episode of Teaching No Greater Call, as well as Gospel Solutions for Families. And all these episodes can be heard on our radio stream at mormonchannel.org. Okay, so today I want to share something that is maybe a little thought-provoking. And it's talking about how there are different ways that people feel God's love in their life. And LDS.org sort of threw this question out to young adults and said, how do you feel God's love? And people from all over the world responded. And there was a sister in Russia, serving an LDS mission in Russia, who said that music, uplifting music, is how she is able to feel God's love. And she says, you know, throughout my life, music has always been a very special way that I can feel my Heavenly Father's love for me. And whenever I play the piano, I'm filled with peace and joy and hope for whatever the future holds. It's a reminder that He is mindful of me, and music helps me to connect with God and communicate with Him openly. And she says that she believes that the Spirit and God uses music to teach and inspire. And when she's immersed in uplifting music, she doesn't ever feel alone because God's love just surrounds her. Another interesting way that somebody feels God's love is by a couple in Illinois, and they said that by creating, that they're able to feel God's love. And they're both artists, and they support each other in that passion for art, and it helps them feel a greater love for not only one another, but also for God. And they say that making art is a way of communicating both with others and with God. And that one of Heavenly Father's foremost roles is that of a creator. And so when they create, they are echoing that divine role. And they say they also feel close to Heavenly Father when they're creating something. And it doesn't have to be something spectacular. It doesn't have to be a painting or a sculpture. Really, anything that they're creating helps them feel God's love and helps them feel connected to His process of creating. So I thought that was really beautiful as well. Another way, and this is from a young woman in Wyoming, she says that she feels God's love when she serves others. And she says, you know, when I serve others, I feel God's love for me, and I recognize that He is happy with my decision to serve. And then she quotes King Benjamin and says, "And behold, I tell you these things that ye may learn wisdom, that ye may learn that when ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God." And she goes on to say that in serving, that she's felt God's love not only for her, but also for all of God's children, because God loves her. He has given her opportunities to serve others so that she can feel His love for her. This is a really interesting one. This is by a young woman in Virginia, and she says that through dancing, that she expresses herself through dancing, and she says that she can remember when she was a little girl, each time that she expressed herself through dancing, she felt graceful and beautiful, and even though in reality she was really awkward and clumsy with knobby knees, and expressing herself through dance helped her connect to the ultimate source of truth and power, God, and that she just feels overwhelmed by His love. And she says, on a daily basis, the world tries to convince us that we are not good enough, that we're not good enough for Him, meaning God, and that He loves us perfectly despite all of our imperfections. And in those sacred moments, when she seeks to praise His name in dance, she finds peace and feels the love of Heavenly Father. So it doesn't matter if you have two left feet. You can still feel the love of God through dance. Another way a couple says they feel God's love is through studying the scriptures together. And they said when they were dating, they made spiritual goals for their relationship, which is so interesting and smart. And they said one of those goals was to strengthen their bond with Heavenly Father and to make Him a part of their relationship with each other. And they visualized their relationship as a triangle, and they wanted God to be at the very head of that, and then they to be equal parts on the corners of the triangle. And as they began studying the scriptures together, they felt the Spirit testify that God knows them personally, and that he was really pleased with their efforts, and that he was happy to know that they were searching his words. And they say they're very grateful for the scriptures, and that they can continue to feel Heavenly Father's love by reading the scriptures together. Another way is that Benjamin Glade in Utah says, by exploring God's creations, that knowing that God and through his Son created the earth helps him feel close to Heavenly Father as he explores nature, and he marvels at the beauty and the complexity of the creation, and the rest of the world just fades away, and he's able to feel Heavenly Father's love. Another way somebody in Idaho, Randy Bishop, feels God's love is by using the gifts that God has given him and by using his talents to feel a manifestation of God's love and use those talents to serve others. So I want to throw out this challenge to you, and I would like you to share with me and with Mormon Channel how you feel God's love. Now, you can write on any social media platform, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. It doesn't matter. Just share how you feel God's love today and use the hashtag. It's hashtag MormonCD. MormonCD is the hashtag, and that stands for Mormon Channel Daily, obviously. And use that hashtag and share it with me, and we're just so interested to hear what you have to say. I'm sure that everyone is able to feel God's love in many different ways. I want to end with this quote by Thomas Merton, and he says, to be grateful is to recognize the love of God in everything he has given us, and he has given us everything. Every breath we draw is a gift of his love. Every moment of existence is a grace, for it brings with it immense graces from him. Gratitude, therefore, takes nothing for granted, is never unresponsive, is constantly awaking to new wonder and to praise of the goodness of God. For the grateful person knows that God is good, not by hearsay, but by experience, and that is what makes all the difference. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share, go ahead and send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.